This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we are talking about how damn disrespectful it is when your ex tries to come back into your life. And I'm not talking about an ex that you ended on great terms with and you're still friends with and it was just not the right time and you guys just had to do some long distance and now you're figuring it out. You guys know the ex I'm talking about. The ex who manipulated you, lied to you, hurt you, made you question your worth. The ex who made you feel confused. The ex who made you feel crazy. The ex who couldn't commit or was disloyal and cheated. The ex who talked badly to you and about you. The ex who made you feel bad about yourself. The ex who made you feel insecure. We are talking about the ex that should be so damn scared of even trying to breathe in the same vicinity as you. The ex that actually transforms you into the best damn version of yourself because when they left your life, you focused on you. The ex that allowed you to develop your self-worth and self-love because you did the personal development when they finally left you the fuck alone, okay? So now I just saw a video on TikTok that said, let me pull it up here real quick. It says, realizing they kept coming back because I was so easy to manipulate, not because they loved me. And it's like a trend with some audio that's like saying basically that they're like embarrassed of themselves and they wish that they could go back in time. So here's the video that I just created in response.
This is why I say you never want them to come back. It is insulting if they come back. They insult you, your worth, all the growth that you did, all the personal development that you did, your self-love, your self-respect, your heart, your mind. They insult everything about you when they consciously decide to come back into your life and bother you again. If they believed that you did the soul searching, if they believed that you grew and you developed more self-respect, they would never bother you again. They are only bothering you again because they believe there's a chance that you would be willing to go through it all again. They believe there's a chance that you'd be willing to risk it all and go through the same heartbreak that you already went through once before. They believe that you didn't grow far enough. They believe that you're still right where they want you. It is all manipulation because they leave you alone for good when they realize they cannot manipulate you anymore.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's the fucking tea, okay? That is that on that. It's actually really funny because it's 11 o'clock on Sunday night. I record my podcast episodes on Thursdays typically, and my everything is usually completely done by Thursday night at the latest Friday. So it'll be recorded, edited, uploaded, everything ready to go for Monday by Thursday or Friday. And my episodes go out at midnight on Monday. So like technically in an hour. This is my 30th episode. Never in 30 episodes have I recorded my podcast 1 hour prior to when it's supposed to go live, but it's okay. I just had a long weekend and I'm making it happen, you know? It is what it is. But the reason why I'm saying that is because you guys know I believe in divine timing. I talk about timing all the time. Everything happens as it should, when it should. And I was stressed about this episode because I really didn't know what I wanted to talk about. And for me, I'm really just big on saying what I genuinely feel in the moment, not just like whatever could work. You know, I don't half-ass anything. I'm a full sender. And so I literally just uploaded that TikTok about 20 minutes ago. Like, it just hit me now that that is 100% what I want to talk about. Because I hear this so often. So many girls say comments on social media or in videos like they always come back. Like they want their exes to come back. But I really question why you would want someone to come back who did you so wrong and should, like the fact that they know what they did to you, they should know that they cannot access you again. The access to you should be denied. You shouldn't want them to come back because then you are basically saying you want them to know that you are right where they left you. You've done no growth since then. You've developed no self-love since then. You've developed no self-respect since then. That is what you are saying when you think it's like a flex or a good thing if they come back to you. But girls, there's no way that you could possibly believe that that's what you deserve. Think about this. If I challenged you or asked you to write down 50 things that you want, whether it be in a partner or just feelings that you enjoy having or moments that you want to have, like 50 things that you want to have right now, I guarantee nothing on that list would include insecurity, cheating, dishonesty, pain, disrespect, like all of the things that they put you through, any feeling that they ever made you feel, anything that they ever convinced you to be true that you know is not true about yourself. Like, I guarantee that you would never put on that list like unworthiness, you know, any of those things. None of that would be on the list of 50 things, right? So why do you believe that you deserve to have those things? If you believe that you deserve to have those things, then we need to do the soul searching, okay? We need to do the inner work. First things first is listen to my podcast about trauma. Plus, I have so many other episodes that will help you. And you could even listen to other people. But you have to do the inner work and do the journaling and really discover what it is that you want, what it is that you deserve. I'm not too big on the word deserve. I'll explain that another time, but I'm just going to use it for now because in the context, it's simple. But my question is this, if that's what you feel like you really deserve, why? Why is the goal to get someone back who was okay with losing you and did you wrong rather than the goal be to find someone and be with someone who gets it right the first time and couldn't bear the thought of losing you? Like, do you really believe that that is your destiny, that you deserve someone who didn't see your worth the first time around and let you go? If they made the choice not to be with you, if they were okay with leaving you or losing you, that means that they made the conscious choice that it would be okay if you moved on. It would be okay if you found somebody else. So why are you waiting for them to come back instead of moving on and finding a happier, healthier relationship when they willingly let you go ahead and find one? Because if they couldn't stomach you moving on and finding somebody else, then they would have never left you in the first place. Instead, they let you go, which is, in other words, telling you, by all means, go ahead and find somebody else. So you're out here holding on for dear life to any sort of interaction. They watched my story. They liked my photo. You're holding on to any breadcrumb that you could possibly get rather than doing the very thing that they literally opened the gates for you to do. really, really think about this. If they were okay with losing you, and if they did you wrong, why do you also want them to believe that they could get you back? Why do you want them to believe that they still have full access to you? Don't you feel insulted when you hear it like that? I feel insulted when I hear it like that. Whenever any guy from my past reaches back out, I'm like, what crack did you smoke today to think that I have time in my day that I am willing to waste on you? Don't you find it insulting that they believe you have no set boundaries against them? Like any boundaries that you have don't apply to them. They just can call you. They just can text you. And guys, even if you want to say, oh, but like, you know, we do want to be friends. Like, listen, again, like I said in the beginning, there might be some cases like that, but 9 out of 10 times, that's not the case. Why would you want to be friends with someone who treats you badly? Like, let's not play that game either. Because for me, that's actually like the key question to getting over someone is asking them, if I were not physically attracted to them, if there was no like romantic chemistry spark, would I be friends with them? Ask yourself that question.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I actually have another TikTok video where I talk about this, so please hold while I get that video to play for you guys as well.
This is the method that I used to get over so many guys that were no good for me. By asking myself this question, I never even thought about being with or wanting to be with any of these guys ever again. I asked myself this: if I was not physically attracted to this man, would I want to be friends with him? No. His actions don't match his words. He never does anything he says he's going to do. He doesn't call when he says he's going to call. He bails on plans. His communication is bad. He doesn't treat me right. I wouldn't be friends with you. There would be no platonic friendship. I would never voluntarily hang out with you as just a friend. But that romantic spark, romantic connection, and physical attraction keeps me interested. I would never put up with a girlfriend, like a platonic friendship, that doesn't treat me right. I would never put up with a friend or remain friends with someone who makes me feel bad about myself or makes me feel insecure. So why put up with it for someone who is supposed to also be a friend to me, but with a romantic connection and physical attraction attached to it? If I wouldn't be able to be friends with you, then there is no way that I could be in a relationship with you. And once I realized how many guys I couldn't possibly be friends with, I never wanted to be with them again.
What I want you girls to understand is that you are in so much more control than you give yourself credit for. I remember feeling like stressed or anxious, not really knowing where this was going to go when it came down to certain guys. Are we going to be exclusive? Are we not? Are we going to go on a date? Are we not? Is he going to talk to other girls? Is he going to commit to me? What is this going to be? How long is this going to go? Like, I just remember how many guys that truly had the power and control over me, and the ball was always in their court. So I always waited on them. Everything was always on their timing, on their accord, if they wanted to. I may be single, but what I can say is that having high standards and remaining single is so, so powerful. I don't think people realize how easy it is to settle. It is so easy to get back with an ex. Maybe not every single ex. I mean, of course, some people move on, but oh my God, I could think of so many guys I have dated that if I wanted to text right now, if I said come over, they would be knocking on my door. It is very easy to get back with an ex who is still available, okay? But the power is in knowing that it's not what you want. It's not what you deserve. It's not what you are willing to settle for. Think about the question, would you be friends with him if there was nothing further there? And the answer is probably no. So if I wouldn't be friends with you, I'm not going to spend time with you, which means I'm not going to get back with you. Tell yourself this, I am in complete control. I am in control over my boundaries. I am in control over who has access to me, which means I am in control over denying access to people. I am in control of who gets to see me, know what I'm doing, know where I'm going, who gets to talk to me. I am in complete control of who gets to follow me on social media. I am in complete control of anyone who gets to be with me. No one can just pick me. No one can just say, I want to get back with her or I want to be with her. I am in control over my standards, the standards I hold myself to, and the standards I hold the people in my life to. Now, it's not to say that I control what other people do, but it's to say that I control who is in my life. Therefore, if you do not meet those standards, if you treat me any less than my requirements, you are not in my life. That is what my control looks like. The hard part is that you have to believe this. You can't just tell yourself this and mean none of it. You have to mean what you say. And I want you all, when you say these words, to really exude that energy. Don't worry about what other people are thinking. Don't worry, like, there's so many girls that say, I really want to block him, but we have, like, mutual friends and everyone's gonna think it's immature. Well, if it makes you feel better knowing that he doesn't have access to you on social media, block him. If they call you and you don't want to talk, but you have this fear that, like, if I don't pick up the phone, then he'll really never come back. Like, then we really won't be together. Like, if that's how you feel, then I think you already know the answer to this. You shouldn't want to be with that person. Because the only people who get upset when you have boundaries are the people who benefit from you having none. Okay? Let's leave this on that note. The only people that will be mad at you or will be upset with you are those people like your exes who cannot stand or tolerate you having boundaries. They benefit the most when you respect yourself the least. They get to be in touch with you whenever they want, and they get to be in control when you have no boundaries. If somebody truly loves and respects you, they will love and respect your boundaries too. Put yourself in the driver's seat. Put yourself in control and tell yourself, no one is going to disrespect me. No one is going to disrespect my boundaries, and no one is welcome back into my life that was willing to leave it once before. And that's all for today. See you girls next time.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.